Was that a difficult decision this year or similar to past years?
Well, you know, you think about it a little more once you get up in the years, 12, 13, 14, you know, but, you know, it's still about, you know, loving the game and having fun doing it, and I still am.
Did it give you pause when you see a guy like Vrabel get dealt away and say, well, I've been playing alongside him a long time, but I want to break in somebody new?
Do I look around at times at these strange faces and say, what am I doing here? No, no. But, you know, it makes you think about things, you know, that, you know, you're not going to play forever. And definitely most players don't play for the same team forever, you know, and I've been fortunate to be here all my years, 14 years. So, you know, I look forward to staying here and finishing here.
Teddy Rodney's going to give an announcement about his future tomorrow. Any thoughts you'd like to share about him and what he's meant?
Well, to this team, I mean, I think he should forever be known as a winner because he helped us win and he was a big reason why we won. You know, and I think when we watch film, I think guys can watch him and remember his example and remember that, well, that's the way we got it done with him. And I think that's the right example to follow. That was the right formula, the Harrison formula. And so I think if the younger safeties follow that same way of preparation and the way he played on the field, I think we all remember that. I think we will win some more ball games.
How much is he going to be missed should he not come back?
Well, he'll be missed. He'll be missed. Believe me. I mean, Izzo, Vrabel, Harrison—they're all—they're all going to be missed. Castle. I mean, they're going to be missed. But you know, someone else is here, and someone else is ready to step in for them. Will it be as good as the job that they did? You know, we just have to wait and see.
How do you see this linebacker group kind of shaping up with Mike on and Gerard back for year two?
I see the development of Pierre Woods. I mean, you guys are watching him out here today. You know, he's getting better. I mean, from when he came here, his first day here to where he is now, he's a much better player, and he's got to improve even more. Gerard Mayo, I think we all know the year that he had last year. So we've got some promising young players. Gary Guyton, also a good player. So we've got a lot of good young linebackers that are going to contribute this year.
You said you were fortunate to play your whole career here. What's the best part about being a Patriot?
Well, there's so much. There's so much that's positive about playing for this organization. But if I can talk about it in terms of winning football games, I think we should all be fortunate to be coached by a guy like Bill Belichick because he's the best coach I've ever been around and probably one of the best that'll ever be.
Teddy, over the course of your career, have these OTAs taken on more and more significance with each and every year?
I think so, and I think, I mean, the way they schedule it here, I mean, we have the OTAs and the mini camp, so there's no real break in between. So it's just, you know, it's constant steps that we're taking upward, you know. So it's not like, you know, you take two steps forward, you have three weeks off, and then you come back, you know. I think they formulate it well here in terms of, you know, it's just nonstop football going from day one to I don't know however many days we have it consecutively.
Are there challenges to being a Patriot?
What's that?
Are there challenges to being a Patriot? You talked about the good there. There are challenges that are here, not other places.
Sure, I think you definitely have to check your ego at the door. And to some guys, that's the biggest challenge that they'll ever face. So I think that's the biggest and the most important.
What do you hear from Rodney?
What's that?
What do you hear from Rodney?
I hear he's pretty good on TV.
Yeah.
And you know, it's nice to keep in touch with him now and then. But I think the future's bright for him, no matter which way he decides to go.
You talk about these OTAs. Is it tough to get the juices flowing this early? I mean, June 2nd, we're here, and you know, you guys are going pretty hard out there.
Well, it's still ball. It's still ball, and you know that's what we all love to do. And I think you have to fight to focus sometimes this time of year in the meeting rooms because you know, to tell you the truth, it is June. You know, it's not September, so you know your focus. You can fight with it a little bit, but that's the part of being a professional. You really have to fight through that and really listen and be attentive, like it says, and put good football out here on the practice field.
Is there a little added hunger after not making the playoffs last year? Kind of something a little more to play for this year?
Well, with me, the hunger is always the same. It's always the same, and the hunger right now is to win a game. You know, whether we're coming off a good season or a bad season, you close the book and you move on. And around this time of year, you just have to focus on the meeting right now and a good practice Thursday, and then focus that way.
How grateful are you to have the passion, Teddy? You still seem like you're a kid out here, and to have the passion to come play football every day.
Yeah, I think my kids keep me young. You know, and they're starting to get in sports, but. And I just love it. I just have fun. And I think that's always been obvious to the way I played that I have a lot of fun out there. You know, fortunately I've been able to you know, contribute to a winning football team also. But with me, first and foremost, it's always I just love what I do.
Do you ever say anything to the younger guys out here? Say, guys, come on, let's go. This is fun. This is, you know, I know it's tough, but, or you kind of just let your play and enthusiasm
speak? I'm not too rah-rah with them. It's, if I'm talking to them, it's not going to be hunky-dory or anything like that. If I got to check somebody, I'll check somebody, and it's not going to be nice. But usually it's just I can talk to guys on an even keel and let them know how to be a pro.
As the team's longest tenured player right now, what are your thoughts on the Patriots' 50-year anniversary?
I'm proud to be a part of this organization. This is a... It's a vintage organization, if I could put it that way. I mean, and I know Gino Capoletti. I know Mosey Tatupu. I know a lot of the guys that have played here before, Grogan, and so Brock. So having knowing the history from to meet players like that that have been in this organization and to be a part of it now, I realize how fortunate I am. I mean, of course, they're the original teams of the NFL and all that, but, you know, this the history of this team is the one that's it's the only one I know, and I'm proud to be a part of it.